Sabbath days he declared that sweeping away the census restriction of the Jews, Christ honored the Sabbath, while those who complained of him were dishonoring God's holy day. Those who hold that Christ abolished the law teach that he broke the Sabbath and justifies his disciples in doing the same. Thus, they are really taking the same ground as did the cavilling Jews. In this, they contradict the testimony of Christ himself, who declared, "I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love," John 15:10. Neither the Savior nor his followers broke the law of the Sabbath. Christ was a living representative of the law. No violation of its holy precepts was found in his life. Looking upon a nation of witnesses who were seeking occasion to condemn him, he could say unchallenged, "Which of you convicteth me of sin?" John 8:46. And I'll let someone else read.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out where she left off because I fell out of the room here. Convicted me of sin. Is that where? Page 288. Top of the page, bottom of the page. Okay. The Savior had not come to set aside what patriarchs and prophets had spoken, for he himself had spoken through these representative men. In other words, he'd be contradicting himself. All the truths of God's word came from him, but these priceless gems had been placed in false settings. Their precious light had been made to minister to error. Kind of like that one sermon I heard years ago called "He Changed the Signposts." I can't remember who wrote it. But that's all, it's more or less the same message, but it's pointing in a different direction. But continuing, she says, God desired them to be removed from their settings of error and replaced in the framework of truth. In other words, that's our job, repairers of the breach. We're supposed to go forth and proclaim it. This work only a divine hand could accomplish. And praise the Lord, he does guide us when, because there's no way we could have done this on our own. And we're nowhere near done, of course. They're not even enforcing the mark yet. So praise the Lord for his strength to handle it up until that day. But going on, it says, by its connection with error, the truth had been serving the cause of the enemy of God and man. Christ had come to place it where it would glorify God and work the salvation of humanity. The Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath, Jesus said. The institutions that God had established are for a benefit of mankind. All things are for your sakes, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. All are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15, and 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The law of 10 commandments, of which the Sabbath forms a part, God gave to his people as a blessing. The Lord commanded us, said Moses, to do all these statutes to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, Deuteronomy 6, verse 24. And through the psalmist, the message was given to Israel, serve the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Psalm 100, verses 2 to 4. And that verse cuts deep for the people that are conceited. because I used to be conceited when I was younger. And until you realize one day, hey, I had nothing to do with the way I look or whatever. It was God that created me. And no matter how you look, you're beautiful to yourself. Because conceit goes, it'll grab anybody. But so many people, and even it's, they can make themselves in any way they want, or even a king can be conceited in his power. But yet the Lord even sets up kings and queens too. So Nebuchadnezzar learned that one the hard way, of course. 7 years it took him. Going on, it says, "And all who keep the Sabbath from polluting it," the Lord declares, "even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer." Isaiah 56, verse 6 and 7. "Wherefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath." These words are full of instruction and comfort. because the Sabbath was made for man. It is the Lord's day. It belongs to Christ. For all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. John 1, verse 3. Since he made all things, he made Sabbath. By him, it was set apart as a memorial of the work of creation. It points to him as both the creator and the sanctifier. It declares that he who created all things in heaven and earth, and by whom all things hold together, is the head of the church, and that by his power we are reconciled to God. For speaking of Israel, he said, I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am the Lord that sanctified them, make them holy. Ezekiel 20, verse 12. Then the Sabbath is a sign of Christ's power to make us holy, and it is given to all whom Christ makes holy. As a sign of his sanctifying power, the Sabbath is given to all who, through Christ, become a part of the Israel of God. And the Lord says, if thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. To all who receive the Sabbath as a sign of Christ's creative and redemptive redeeming power, it will be a delight. Seeing Christ in it, they delight themselves in him. The Sabbath points them to the works of creation as an evidence of his mighty power in redemption. While it calls to mind the lost peace of Eden, it tells of peace restored through the Savior. And every object in nature repeats his invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11, verse 28. And so often the Sunday keepers will say, Jesus Christ is their rest, and you know, or they can rest on Sunday. It's amazing how they'll twist Matthew 11, 28 to their own, their own end, or their own agenda. But here, let me...